I'm Laura McNamara speaking with Emerson Fittipaldi, and notoriously renowned for at least winning Indy 500 a couple of times. And you're also investing in ethanol plants in Brazil. We just listened to you give a presentation at the Ethanol Summit here at Indy. And a couple other questions I wanted to ask you. First of all, what was it that caught your interest back in, 1969 to first start using ethanol in racing when you were a young boy, motorcycles and go-karts?
Well, it was 1961, a long time ago. I was only 14 years old, and I want to be more efficient, to win races. And when I put on the two-stroke engine, I was faster than everybody. And I won races in motorcycle. I won the Brazilian go-kart championship, always racing ethanol.
And what made you think that ethanol would become more efficient? Like, how did you know that that would be a good source?
Because ethanol works, it has a capacity of more power with higher compression engine, and the engine cools down with ethanol, works more efficient, and was consumed more, but was faster. I had more power, more horsepower with ethanol.
Right now you're investing in a bunch of different facilities down in Brazil, and it's primarily sugarcane, and I know that's where the Brazilian ethanol industry is at right now. Do you see it branching out into any other types of ethanol production, any other crops, or is sugarcane where the future of ethanol is in Brazil?
In Brazil, the ethanol is the most efficient type of raw product to make ethanol. Sugarcane is already being developed the last 35 years in Brazil with new seeds. We have a very good research center in Brazil to produce all the time new seeds, new plants that will be producing more per hectare and be more efficient and reducing the final cost per gallon of fuel. Brazil is very advanced on that.
And we've talked about the success that Brazil has had with the industry. 45% of the fuel is now from ethanol. You've got all kinds of FFVs out there on the road. You're offering E100. Ethanol is, demand is meeting that of gasoline now. Did you guys meet any opposition and criticism like the U.S. is experiencing to the fuel right now as the industry was growing and taking hold?
I think there's the people against us. We have a different approach against the Brazilian ethanol industry. In Europe mainly, they say there was slavery working, there was miners working, we are destroying the Amazons, and that's not correct. You only use 1% of the agriculture area of Brazil, that's huge. We don't have miners and don't have slavery. The other way, we are supplying new jobs, new social security for parts of Brazil and the completely underdeveloped. They are living with really poverty, and through our industry we are going to develop and give new jobs, school, medical care for a new type of population in Brazil.
And how would you say the ethanol industry in Brazil combated all that negative attention?
I think the perception from the people against our industry, they want to show the public, and I think through like this forum, this presentation of today, that we explain what's the reality in Brazil. Even, I mean, was great to hear from the corn technical people in America how is the reality. It's different from the perception of the public, and I think through organizations and meeting like today, and the help from General Motors, Chevrolet, to tell the truth and to be behind the ethanol program, I think is a renewable energy. We don't depend on the Arab countries. That I think for Brazil security and future, it's great to be self-sufficient on fuel. I think it's very important for each country. And that's there's a lot of great things about ethanol.
Marcus Yank, president of Unica, mentioned a cooperation between the U.S. and Brazil as far as ethanol production. What are your thoughts on that? Where could the industry go if the two countries kind of united?
I think it's a great idea. I think it's great to see Brazil and United States taking the leader position in the world on the ethanol industry. I'm sure a lot of countries will follow. Like Marcos say on his presentations, there's only 200 countries that can produce ethanol. And it's great to see United States and Brazil into the leads to provide a green energy for the future. It's going to benefit, you know, my grandchild, my grand-grandchild, future generations of the planet.
You know, you're talking about the 200 countries that could potentially produce ethanol. Do you think it could eventually become a huge fuel source worldwide, taking over perhaps the oil industry at all? Or is it something that would just supplement for a while? How do you see it?
I see it's reality now. It exists now. There is already distribution in thousands of gas stations worldwide. It's happened now. It's very fast. The ethanol industry is going to grow tremendous. Always will be the oil users, because the oil is going to be very difficult. I don't know how many years it will take for the oil to be away from burning to the atmosphere. But I'm sure the ethanol is going to grow very fast.
Okay. I think that wraps up all my questions for you. I appreciate your time, Emerson.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.